It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. 100 years ago this week, the artist Marcel Duchamp unveiled in New York his now famous fountain, which is actually a porcelain urinal turned on its side. Rejected by an art society for its inaugural show because it wasn't considered art and that it was indecent, it is now regarded as one of the most influential works of the 20th century. To celebrate this anniversary, the Francis Naumann Gallery is presenting an homage to the fountain and its influence, including works from 31 contemporary artists. Joining us now, as always, to talk art is WNYC's art critic, Deborah Solomon. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So first, tell us about the history of the fountain. What was Duchamp trying to do?
Well, Duchamp, of course, was a French artist who began life as a painter. But while he was living in New York in the teens, he invented what is known as the ready-made, meaning found objects. And one of his earliest ready-mades was his fountain, which was actually a urinal that he purchased in New York at a place called J.L. Mott Ironworks on 18th Street. He signed it with a pseudonym. He signed it R. Mutt and submitted it to a juried exhibition that supposedly was open to any kind of art.
What was people's reaction to this?
Well, even though the jury claimed to admit any kind of creative effort, it turned down the urinal. The urinal did not make it into the show. So this is actually the 100th anniversary of a famous rejection of a work of art. Duchamp was crushed. He took the piece and brought it to his friend Alfred Stieglitz, who had a gallery and who photographed the fountain for posterity. It's a classic photograph. And the original urinal was actually lost. So now what we have is we have the photograph of it, and we have replicas that were created decades later.
How did it change Western art?
Some people consider it the most important work in the 20th century, and I think you can say that it shifted the whole emphasis of art from gorgeousness and visual splendor to a more conceptual approach, where the idea behind the art is considered as important as the appearance of the object. Another important thing Duchamp did was to redefine art as anything that an artist makes. That is the definition we use now. And just because an artist makes it doesn't mean it's great art, but we can safely say if an artist makes it, it's art.
And today a lot of people might have a similar response to the fountain like they did 100 years ago. They might say, how is this art? I could do that.
Well, then let them do it. Go ahead, make your own fountain. It's been done. Go ahead, write War and Peace. It's been done, but that doesn't stop you from doing it. Duchamp had the idea first.
So what's this show like at the Naumann? I mean, where people are trying to do their own versions, their own art.
Well, Duchamp is probably the most influential artist of our time. This show focuses strictly on fountains by 31 artists. So it looks at his influence in a very literal and specific way. In contrast to the rebellious and very, very naughty spirit of Duchamp's fountain, this work really is intended as an affectionate tribute to him and can be very sweet. Literally so in one piece that consists of a cake by the artist Sophie Matisse baked in the shape of a urinal.
Oh.
There were also more enduring pieces, including two bronze urinals, one by Sherry Levine, who did it first, and then by Mike Bidlow, who also cast a urinal in bronze. And the longer you look at them, the more they look like the outlines of a Madonna. I can't explain it. You have to go see for yourself.
So true confession, Deborah, do you think the fountain is art?
Not only is it art, but I think it's the key work, one of the two or three key works of the 20th century. And what it really did was offer an alternative to Picasso and Matisse and paint on canvas and prove that an idea is just as important as the craft that it takes to execute a painting.
Marcel Duchamp Fountain and Homage runs through May 26th at the Francis Naumann Gallery. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and the author of several books on American art. Deborah, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.